Hello and welcome to the Pro Football Weekly DFS Fantasy Football Podcast. My name is John Solly. I'm a PFW Fantasy Football contributor. You can find me on Twitter at JSolly. My co-host, as always, Kyle Neighbors, Northwest Herald sports editor and PFW contributor. You can find him on Twitter at Kyle Neighbors. Kyle, how did week eight for you? How did week eight go for you on FanDuel? It felt like there was a lot of touchdowns missing in our lineups.
Yeah, well, we talked a lot last week about the weather on the East Coast, and my entire plan going into the weekend was that if the weather acted up the way we thought it was going to, I was going to go ahead and pivot to Russell Wilson. And then I became stubborn on Sunday morning and decided, you know what, I'm playing Kirk Cousins. I don't care. And, you know, so that's how you go ahead and light money on fire. How about you?
Yeah, did the same, pivoted to Tampa Bay and Carolina. I was on Cam and company, and that didn't go so well. And the Panthers traded arguably their best wide receiver. So that's how that week went.
Yeah, let's. Good thing we're forward looking on this podcast.
Yeah, we're a forward thinking show. So let's move on to week nine. And Kyle, this is the first week in a while that I'm really interested in a number of games. And it doesn't look like there's going to be a lot of weather interference this week. How's this week shaping up for you?
It's kind of an odd slate. I actually think I'm not as high on it as you are. I think the first thing we have to figure out, and let's get this out of the way right off the top here, is what are people going to do with the Houston Texans? Because FanDuel went ahead and just shot the prices through the roof on Deshaun Watson, Will Fuller, and DeAndre Hopkins, and I don't blame them.
Yeah, I don't blame them either, and they did the same thing on DraftKings. DeAndre Hopkins is the most expensive wide receiver by $1,400. he's at $9,200, and Julio Jones is number two at $7,800, while Will Fuller is priced as 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, wide receiver 6 at $7,000, which is amazing for a guy who has, let's see, 9 catches in his last 3 games. I know most of them are touchdowns, but what are people going to do with Houston? I think that in cash, if you can get up to Deshaun Watson, you should do it. This is such an amazing spot again for Houston. I know that eventually he's not going to be this efficient, this touchdown efficient, but I don't think it's this week against the Indianapolis defense that once again is going to be missing a fair amount of guys in the secondary. I don't know how I can pay up for DeAndre Hopkins though.
Okay.
And I can't justify Will Fuller at 7K.
Because he's so touchdown dependent so far?
Exactly.
You know, it's one of those things you keep going, I'm going to keep fading this, and the touchdown regression is coming, and then he scores another 2 touchdowns. You're like, well.
I mean, it's coming, but maybe not this week because it is such a smash spot. I can't justify the price when he's sandwiched in between Michael Thomas and Doug Baldwin, and I like those two guys better.
A couple things to take note of here, though, that I do find interesting is, one, Indianapolis has really slowed the pace down over the last month. They're running near the bottom of the league in plays per game. They've been even worse on the road. So that could take away a little bit from the Houston offense, and I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that they get up 17 or 20 points early and go ahead and start running the ball and see what they can do there, because I think as good as the pass game has been, they'd like to be a little more balanced, and Lamar Miller is starting to come on a little bit, so I wouldn't be surprised to see him get some more touches and to see what they can do on the ground.
I was all over Lamar Miller, but he was limited at Wednesday's practice with a knee injury. So yeah. I think it's something to monitor. It could just be a maintenance type thing. But
yeah, I'm not too worried about it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the Houston thing is a big issue this week. I really like this Kansas City Dallas game, and I find myself really pivoting to Dak. And I like Kareem Hunt this week. Kansas City is getting an important offensive lineman back this week. I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce his name, but one of the guards is coming back. Dez Bryant seems the most underpriced guy, at least on DraftKings this week. It's only $6,400. And I personally think Dallas's offense is going to flow through him a little bit more with Ezekiel Elliott out. Are you high on Dez this week?
Oh, I don't mind Dez. I think that there's a lot of upside in a Dak Prescott, Dez Bryant stack. It's definitely one of the pairings that I'm considering here. He's not quite as cheap on FanDuel, he's 7,700, but I think he's definitely in play. Thinking of wide receivers, though, they're really trying to goad you into playing Julio Jones over on FanDuel. He's down to 7,900, which ties him for fourth highest, but I mean, that's in the same price range as Doug Baldwin, Dez Bryant, and Will Fuller. And I can't remember the last time Julio Jones was under 8K on FanDuel.
Yeah, he's under 8K on DraftKings, and it's been a very long time since that has happened. And he's got a history of smashing against Carolina,
too.
He had a 300-yard receiving game last year against Carolina.
Yeah, the problem is, you know my feelings on the Atlanta Falcons offense.
Yeah, and now they're on the road. Julio Jones is going to see James Bradbury, which is typically not a matchup I really enjoy targeting. Bradbury's a pretty darn good cornerback.
Yeah, I don't know how I'm going to handle it. I'll probably have a little exposure, but it's to the point with this Falcons offense that I just don't trust them.
Yeah, I feel similar to you in that I think going forward, until we see something different, you have to have a little bit of exposure to Julio Jones every week just because the price is so low and because the talent is so high. But I'm not going out of my way to roster him.
See, that's what I think that by lowering the price right like this, people want to roster him to begin with. And the more they lower the price, the more it's going to keep people coming back. And I think I'm just going to continue to be underweight on the field. Now, I'll throw him in a couple of lineups just because of who he is, but I'm not going to go heavy on him, I don't think, at any point.
Yeah, I totally agree. I want to talk about one more game, and that's Tampa Bay and New Orleans.
Yes.
This game has one of the highest over-unders on the board. It's at 51. By the way, Kansas City and Dallas opened up at 48.5 and is now up to 51 and is either a pick 'em or a one-point game, depending on which sports book you're looking at. But New Orleans, mostly in most places, favored by 7 at home in a game that started at 50 and is up at 51. You got excited about this game, so I want to hear your take on this game before I give mine.
Well, I don't know if I'm excited. I like the running backs in this game on both sides of the ball.
Yes.
My initial, when I looked at the beginning of the week, I immediately wanted to click on Drew Brees' name, but I don't think that they're all of a sudden just going to start passing the ball here. You know, their running game and their defense is playing really well. I mean, it's working. They're winning. Why go away from it? And a Tampa Bay defense that I think is beatable through the air or on the ground. Like, unless they have to just put the ball up 35 to 40 times, I don't think they're going to do it. So I think I'm going to probably end up fading Drew Brees because I think people are going to go too heavy on him because they like the matchup and he's at home. But the Saints have shown that that's not a formula that they need to use to win. And I don't think that Sean Payton is the type of coach that's all of a sudden going to go away from something that's working. On the other side, I like Doug Martin against this defense, but I think I'm probably going to stay away from the passing game. How about you? Where are you at?
So here's the thing. I've seen a lot of people touting the New Orleans defense, and I'm not against the talent of the New Orleans defense. And that, you know, Marshawn Lattimore is grading out as one of the best corners in the league, and he's a rookie. He's outstanding. Ken Crawley's a top 20 corner. They've got a really good pass rush too. Saints defense, I think, on talent alone, and plus I think I got rid of Rob Ryan, is legit. However, look who they've played in the last month. They played Mitch Trubisky, they played Brett Hundley in his first start, Matt Stafford who put up 300 yards on him, and Jay Cutler in one of the worst Dolphins performances I've seen in a long time. Plus they had Cam early on in the year. When Cam certainly wasn't right and not really back from the shoulder injury yet. So I like the Buccaneers passing offense in this game. Even though Winston clearly is hurt, he's still out there. I'm probably not going to Mike Evans, but
avoid Mike Evans in this matchup because but Marshawn Lattimore is not shadowing every game, but he has shadowed top receivers. I think looking back, he did shadow Brandon Cooks. He shadowed Green Bay guy.
Devontae Adams.
There you go. Yeah. So I think there is a high chance he's going to shadow Mike Evans, and he's legitimate. Like, he's already one of the best cornerbacks in the league.
I would not
target him.
Yeah, I'm not going after Lattimore, but I mean, one of these is me staying on brand, but the other one is, so DeSean Jackson is a guy that I think you have to take a look at if you believe the New Orleans defense is still attackable. And the other one's Cameron Brate. At tight end.
That's
a guy that I really, really like this week. He's still getting the majority of the time over O.J. Howard, who still can't see the field. Brate's volume is there. The targets in his last four games, 5, 9, 8, 9. He's over 60 yards in each of his last four games. He's hit the end zone twice. And this is certainly a way to beat New Orleans is go away from Marshawn Lattimore, which means potentially more targets going Cameron Brate's way.
I'm pretty sure this is accurate, that Cameron Brate has the most touchdowns in football since the start of last season. And the fact that he hasn't scored in 2 weeks, well, actually, it's been two games, so there'll be 3 weeks going into this that he's scored a touchdown, and that's just not going to continue. He's my favorite target, I think, overall in this game. Back going over to the Saints, I don't mind Michael Thomas, but I'm actually interested in Ted Ginn quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
As a deep shot against this Tampa Bay secondary. And here, I got a question for you. So Mark Ingram and Alvin Kamara are essentially splitting snaps. Now, both of these guys, I think, can reach value. Which way are you leaning? Because Ingram had two fumbles in the second half. I want to say both were in the second half, but he definitely had two fumbles in that game against the Bears last weekend. Kamara ended up finishing out that game, looked good again. If you had a pick between one of the two, which way are you going?
So normally when I see a situation like this, I just go with the cheaper guy, and that's Kamara. But I still think this is Ingram's backfield. I don't think he's going to get punished, and the volume is still there, and he's still getting a fair amount of targets, which I certainly like on DraftKings. The last four games, 6 targets, 5 targets, 5 targets, 8 targets. He's still getting the volume that I crave, and the price is still so low on DraftKings. He's 7,600. He's priced as RB5, and he's $500 cheaper than Todd Gurley, $800 cheaper than Fournette, $1,000 cheaper than Kareem Hunt. So I think Ingram is a guy that I still really want to target in this game.
Okay, really quick before I move on, I will throw this out here. This is a game that if you're going to play it, I think it makes for a really good game stack. And while I'm not high on Breeze, I think it's really intriguing to go on one side. If you were able to put Breeze, Kamara, and Ted Ginn together, which is a pretty cheap stack, and then put Brate on the other side, I think that has big potential.
That's a definitely unique stack. You'll be ahead of the field if that hits.
Yes.
All right, well, let's move on to some of our favorite plays at each position. Kyle, who do you like a quarterback over on FanDuel? I know we've touched on a couple of guys, but who's some of your top guys there?
Okay, yeah, we talked about Watson. We've talked about Prescott. Let's see who else we got here. Russell Wilson continues to light the world on fire. He's at home. Washington defense is middle of the pack. I know that the metrics are kind of up there. I just kind of think that's going to continue to regress. And outside of that, you start moving down a little bit. Marcus Mariota really burned me before the Titans went on bye, but I might be willing to go back there again. It sounds like he's healthy and ready to go. Outside of that, Derek Carr. I mean, Miami's terrible. I don't like the fact that he's going west to east, but it is a Sunday night game, which I know over on DraftKings takes him out of consideration for you, but I don't mind that. Is there anyone I'm missing that you like?
Actually, there are a number of guys I really like. We talked about Watson. I'm totally on board with you with Wilson. I think Wilson is going to end up being the guy who I have the heaviest exposure to. And Dak is another guy. He'll probably be number two with Breeze number three. But I like Alex Smith in this matchup. I've mentioned how much I like this game. Dallas's secondary can be beat. Smith to Kelsey is a great stack because Dallas is one of the worst teams in the league giving up fantasy points to tight ends. I'll have some shares of Cam Newton this week. I think that's a decent matchup for him, and he's got the way he's running the ball. It's got tournament winning upside every time out. So I'm not afraid to saddle up with Cam a couple more times. And there's one more guy I like. Let me find him. Jacoby Brissett. Houston's defense. I mean, for all the talk about Houston's offense, Houston's defense has been getting shredded lately.
Yeah,
and with all the injuries they've had.
Yeah, where it is, the injuries.
Yeah, yeah. And if you think Houston's offense is going to go off, which I think everyone in the world thinks that, Indianapolis is going to have to throw to keep up. And Jacoby Brissett is pretty darn cheap on DraftKings. He's only 5,200. Doesn't need a whole lot to pay off. And he's looked pretty good. And obviously this job is his moving forward the rest of the season with Andrew Luck out, so you don't have to worry about that.
I'll throw one more contrarian option out there. Kirk Cousins at Seattle. I'm going to go ahead and give a shout out here on our podcast. I got a good friend, went to school for stats, works in that industry, but is a huge football guy and uses a lot of analytics when he does his DFS. And he's been complaining about people overrating the Seattle defense last week. And he was one of the few people that actually went ahead and fired up Deshaun Watson and Will Fuller last week. So he had himself a nice little week. So I think I'm going to give him his props, Mike B, a good friend of mine. So I'm going to go ahead and take his advice that Seattle defense is bad and go ahead and fire up Kirk Cousins this week.
Cousins is cheap, and I do like one of his options. We'll get to him later.
All right.
Little teaser there. But let's move on to running backs. Who are some of the guys you've got your eye on over on FanDuel?
Well, I think the key is to figuring out which of these high-priced guys you want to target, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I immediately am gravitating to Todd Gurley. I know the Giants have only allowed 2 rushing touchdowns this year, but that's going to regress, and Todd Gurley is the guy to do it. My problem is every time I play Todd Gurley is the time he doesn't do anything. Where is it at here? See if I can pull up his score log. Yeah. 18, 25, 35, 31, 4, 12, 23. Guess which 2 weeks I played Todd Gurley.
Would it be the lower scoring weeks there?
Oh, yeah. The time he combined, the 2 weeks he combined for 16 total points, which are less than every other week. So
you never get Gurley right and you're on him this week.
Yeah. So maybe that means stay away, everyone.
I like Gurley a lot this week. He's RB4 on DK.
He's RB1, but like it's only $100 more than Kareem Hunt. Another guy that I think all three of these top guys, Gurley, Hunt, and Fournette, you can make a case for them. I think the more interesting discussion is who you pair with that guy, because I'm kind of lost right now. Like I said, I mentioned the Saints backs. Outside of that, maybe Doug Martin, but there's not a lot that I like.
The volume's there for Doug Martin, if you want to play. Any love for Chris Thompson? If any like Cousins, do you like Chris Thompson in this matchup?
Yes.
I think it's a better DraftKings play than FanDuel.
Yeah, with the full point PPR. But I do think that game's going to be a shootout. I expect Seattle's going to be able to get a bit of a lead on Washington, which means Chris Thompson's going to be on the field a lot more than Rob Kelly. I don't particularly love it though. How about Joe Mixon?
No, we keep waiting for Joe Mixon to happen.
Yeah,
and I'm gonna wait for it to happen. And with Jacksonville, I mean, they're already pretty darn stout on defense, and they just added Marcell Dareus to help shore up what was really kind of an okay run defense. I have no interest in Joe Mixon this week.
Yeah, and that, thinking of people I have no interest in, that's the Dallas running backs. No, thank you.
Yeah, too much of a timeshare. It'll be the hot hand in Dallas, and I'm not going to guess which guy that is.
Yeah, how about Alex Collins? He's 5,900 on FanDuel. Yes.
Yes, I'm so glad you brought up Alex Collins. He is clearly the number one guy in Baltimore right now. He had 113 yards last week on the Dolphins, along with 2 catches for 30 yards. So he almost got you 20 points on DraftKings last week without getting into the end zone. I love that kind of upside, and he's so cheap on DraftKings this week against the Tennessee defense that is starting to look leaky against the run.
Yeah, I don't mind that play. I'm kind of waiting to see if anything else opens up here. It'd be nice to know what the Giants plan on doing at running back, if it's going to be a strict timeshare between Orleans Darkwa and Wayne Gallman.
I don't mind Darkwa. I think it's going to be Darkwa leading the way. He doesn't see the high snap percentage out of running backs, but he gets the most touches.
Yeah,
when he's in, he gets the ball. So I don't mind Darkwa as a dart.
Yeah, I think that about covers it. Anything else?
Actually, I want to ask you about two guys that are playing in the same game. Adrian Peterson and Carlos Hyde.
No, I just want to light this game on fire and be done with it.
I kind of like both of them. I think Arizona is going to have to put the ball in Peterson's belly because they're starting Drew Stanton. And San Francisco's rush defense, with all the injuries they've had on the defensive line, is pretty bad. So I think this is sort of maybe my last time going for Adrian Peterson, because I don't like the schedule or really much of the offense going forward, but this is a decent matchup. And Carlos Hyde has been getting plenty of targets.
I'm not paying $6,800 for Adrian Peterson. I'm just not doing it, particularly when I can go ahead and get Chris Thompson, Doug Martin, or Alvin Kamara for cheaper. Chase those points. Don't do it.
Yeah, Peterson is the cheapest of those guys on DK. So if you really need the salary savings and you need to go down from Martin or Thompson to Peterson, I'm good with it. Carlos Hyde, too, because of the full point PPR, he's gotten 17 targets the last two games.
If you're going to play Adrian Peterson, just make sure you have a stiff drink nearby.
All right, let's move on to wide receiver. Who are some of the guys you got your eye on over on FanDuel?
Well, it's kind of interesting because you got DeAndre Hopkins price all the way up, and outside of that there's not a lot. Like we already said, not going with Mike Evans, and I'm not targeting AJ Green. As much as I love AJ Green, I have a giant crush on him. I'm not targeting him against the Jacksonville defense. I don't know what to make of Doug Baldwin. I
love him in this matchup.
I love him too, but Seattle spreads the ball around too much. I don't know if I want to pay a premium for Doug Baldwin. I think this might be a week where I'm kind of paying down at wide receiver. I think there are some guys in the low sevens to mid sixes that I like. I think Michael Crabtree or Amari Cooper are in good spots against Miami. T.Y. Hilton is all the way down to 6,600. They're just I love
T.Y. Hilton will be on almost all of my rosters.
Yeah,
this week.
Yes.
He's 4,900 on DK.
They're just giving him away.
He's basically a free square this week.
Oh, God. The only reason to fade him then is just because the ownership's going to be ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm just going to eat chalk on that and move on.
I don't blame you. I love T.Y. Hilton. I think one of the big plays here is, well, I think one of the more popular plays is going to be Jarvis Landry. People are going to see, one, that he was already getting a ton of looks, and now Jay Ajayi's gone. But the guy I'm actually interested in is DeVante Parker. I know he's coming off an injury that's probably going to hold his ownership down. But, I mean, he was in his full games, he had 9, 10, and 8 targets. And against an Oakland defense that is more than willing to give up touchdowns, I'm going to be way overweight on DeVante Parker.
Yeah, I like the Parker call. Definitely. I want to ask you about a couple of guys. They're at least on DraftKings, they're only $100 separating the two, but I really like the matchup. I can't figure out which one I want to play, and that's Robert Woods and Sammy Watkins against the Giants secondary that's going to be without Janoris Jenkins and is already, banged up and awful. Jared Goff, I think, is going to be able to do kind of what he wants through the air. Woods gets more targets, but Watkins is so explosive. I'm having a tough time picking between the two because I like both of them this week.
Yeah, I'm a big Sammy Watkins guy, and the next blow-up spot is coming. This week is as good as any. You're just playing roulette, waiting for it to happen. The floor is so low there with Sammy Watkins.
It is.
That's the problem. But if you land on the blow up week, you're going to be in great spot because his ownership is not going to be not where it should be probably this week. And the same can be said about Robert Woods. I don't think any of these receivers are going to be owned as much as they should be in a game where I think the Rams are going to put up a lot of points.
Yeah, and these are your value guys. If you want to get up for some of these high-priced running backs or get up to Deshaun Watson, you're going to have to roster a guy like Woods or Watkins, I think.
I think Woods is more the cash game play and Watkins
in tournaments.
Yeah, because, Woods, he's had...
Woods gets more targets. Gets two more targets a game than Watkins does.
Yeah, but he hasn't shown a very high ceiling with all those targets. I think in GPPs, I'd rather take the guy that might get me to 20 points, and I don't see Robert Woods getting there.
Definitely. I want to throw one more guy out there. Corey Davis, the rookie, is back on the field and going to start for Tennessee against Baltimore. That's not the easiest of matchups, but you had mentioned some interest in Mariota. Do you have any interest in Corey Davis this week?
I think I'd rather pay the same price on FanDuel for Rishard Matthews.
Okay.
I'm very interested to see how he's used. I mean, he played, I think that the week one when he was healthy, I think he played almost 70% of the snaps, and they're going to target him because Eric Decker is bad at football, and and it doesn't sound like Delanie Walker is back to health, back to full health even after the bye. So I get it. I just want to see it first.
I need one more wide receiver pick because it's on brand. Arizona is starting Justin Bethel again. So Marquise Goodwin at 3,800 is going to be on a couple of my rosters.
I mean, you just love the little speedsters, huh?
I do, but he's going up against Bethel. I've made a lot of money this year targeting Justin Bethel, and I see him back out there, so I kind of have to.
All right,
quickly, let's move on to tight end. Kyle, who are some of the top tight ends you're looking at this week on FanDuel?
Well, you look at the top two guys are Ertz and Kelsey. There's arguments that can be made for both of the guys. Ertz is just a monster. Denver funnels pass attempts over the middle of the field. I think that continues. Travis Kelsey, just play Travis Kelsey if you can. I think he's in another big smash spot here for a team that's going to put up a lot of points. We already mentioned Bray. I'm probably unwilling to go to Jimmy Graham, but this is another good spot for him. I don't really see a value play that I like that much. I feel like this is a week where I'm just going to go ahead and pay up at tight end because I think the pricing is set up to allow you to. Maybe Jack Doyle, but he's come all the way up to 5,700 on FanDuel.
I got a slight value for you, and he's a guy who's going to be on my rosters, a couple of them at least, a guy I teased earlier, Vernon Davis.
Yeah. Is Jordan Reed confirmed out?
Jordan Reed, I don't believe, is confirmed out yet, but it's not looking good.
Shocking. Jordan Reed injured.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's a history here. When Jordan Reed is out, Vernon Davis, I believe in 4 out of the 5 games that he's been in Washington and Reed has been out and Davis has been on the field, he's scored at least 10 DraftKings points.
I think there are several options. Most of these guys that I mentioned here, I think all of them are in spots where they can get to 20 points.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. There's not a lot of value tight ends that I'm looking at this week. I'm with you. I'm probably paying up. But if you're looking for a little value, Vernon Davis, I think, is probably the guy.
Yep.
All right, Kyle, anything else you want to add about this week? Anything you're looking at? Any random defense calls again?
Well, I think everyone's going to be on the Philly defense.
Yep. Yep.
Go ahead and pivot to the Jacksonville defense. If you're going to, it's $100 more on FanDuel. Do that. Or go down to the Rams defense because Eli Manning is bad.
Yeah. I'll be playing the Eagles defense pretty much everywhere. Jacksonville is 500 more on DK. But Eagles against Brock Osweiler, yes, please. just start printing money then. All right. Well, that'll do it for this week's Pro Football Weekly DFS podcast. For Kyle Neighbors, I'm John Solly. Good luck in your matchups this weekend.